Welcome to D10B College. Today we're building a concrete echo warehouse intro in Ableton Live 12. The idea is simple, but the result can be huge. Take one short, hard-edged sound, bounce it through space, resample the result, and shape it into a proper intro element that feels like it belongs before the drop of a drum and bass track. This is especially useful for dark rollers, minimal DNB, halftime leaning intros, neuro-influenced tracks, and anything with that industrial, warehouse, club-ready mood. And the reason this works in DNB is because intros need identity fast. You do not always have 8 bars to just float around. You need a sound that says something immediately, while still leaving room for the drums and bass to hit with impact later. So let's start with the source. Pick something with a strong transient. A snare, a rim, a metallic hit, a short vocal chop, or a noisy stab all work well. For beginners, a snare or tom is a great choice because it already has punch and body. If you want a darker feel, choose something less bright. If you want more aggression, choose something sharper. Keep it short. You are not trying to build the whole intro from the source itself. You are giving the echo something solid to grab onto. Now put that sound on an audio track and add a simple chain. Use echo first, then EQ8, then saturator. Keep the echo musical rather than excessive. A good starting point is a delay time around 1/8. 1/8 dotted or 1/4. Set feedback somewhere around 25 to 45%. Keep dry slash wet fairly controlled, maybe 15 to 35%. Then filter the repeat so they are not full range. Roll off the low end around 150 to 300 hertz, and trim the top somewhere around 6 to 10 kilohertz, depending on how bright the source is. What to listen for here is that the repeats should feel like they are hitting a room, not dissolving into a giant wash. If the tail starts swallowing the original hit, back off the feedback first. Don't just turn everything down and hope it fixes itself. Control the movement at the source. After echo, use EQ8 to clean the whole result. A high pass around 120 to 200 Hz is a very common move that keeps the intro clear for the future sub. Then bring in saturator lightly if the sound feels too polite. Just a little drive can give the echo more density and make it feel less like a plugin and more like a physical event in space. You want character, not overload. Now comes the key move, resampling. Create a new audio track, set the input to resampling, arm it, and play your source so Ableton records the echoed result. Let it run long enough to capture a few useful tails, then stop. This is the moment where the effect becomes editable audio. That's the magic. Once it is printed, you can treat it like a performance take instead of a static delay. Rename it immediately. Something simple like Warehouse Echo Print 01 will save you later. That sounds boring, but in a real session it matters a lot. Clear naming keeps you moving. Now open the clip and trim the front so the first usable hit lands exactly where you want it. Trim the end too, so the tail doesn't just drift forever unless that's the effect you want. A very usable shape is a pickup hit right before bar 1, then one or two strong echoes across the first bar, then a thinner tail that fades or gets cut before the drums arrive. What to listen for here is whether the printed audio already has a shape. If it does, do not overwork it. A lot of the time, the first good resample is the best one. In DNB, decisiveness beats endless tweaking. Now let's make it feel like a real warehouse instead of a normal studio bounce. Use EQ8 or auto filter to shape the space. High pass between 120 and 250 Hz to keep the low end clean. If the echo is harsh, dip somewhere around 2.5 to 5 kHz. If it feels too dull, add a little presence around 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz. If the tail is too shiny or too obvious, roll the top off around 7 to 10 kHz. You can also automate a gentle filter movement over 4 or 8 bars, so the intro feels like it is approaching from distance. Keep it subtle. You are not trying to do a dramatic EDM sweep. You are trying to make the sound feel like it exists in a physical room, with mass and depth. Here's another important choice: clean industrial depth or gritty warehouse smear. If you want the clean lane, keep the echo clearer, use very light saturation, and let the stereo spread live mostly in the higher reflections. That works beautifully for DJ-friendly rollers and tracks that need headroom. If you want the gritty lane, push the saturation a little harder, maybe add a touch of overdrive, and then clean up the harshness with EQ afterward. That gives you a damaged, more aggressive texture that suits darker tracks, neuro intros, and heavier club atmospheres. What to listen for in the gritty version is this: the distortion should add weight and texture, not turn the intro into low mid fog. If the body gets muddy around 200 to 500 Hz, clean that area up. The goal is a concrete reflection, not a cloudy drone. Now, don't build this in isolation. Put it against drums and bass early. Even if your bass is just a simple sub note and your drums are a basic kick snare loop, check the intro in context. This matters because a warehouse intro is not just atmosphere. It has to make room for the drop. Listen for whether the echo tail steals attention from the snare position. Listen for whether the low mids are leaving enough space for the bass to enter cleanly. A strong test is to put a simple drum loop underneath and ask yourself whether the snare still feels like the anchor. If the echo masks the snare, shorten the tail or cut more around 200 to 400 Hz. That frequency zone is where a lot of warehouse weight lives, but it is also where mud builds up fast. Now let's arrange it like music, not like a loop. Use clip edits to give the phrase movement. Cut one tail shorter so there's a gap. Reverse a small piece for a suction feel. Nudge one hit slightly early or late. Mute one repeat so the phrase breathes. Even tiny changes make a huge difference. A four-bar loop repeated identically can feel pasted on. A four-bar loop with small, deliberate variation feels composed. A really strong intro shape is something like this. The first two bars are sparse and open, then the next two bars become a little denser or more focused, and the final bar thins out before the drop. That contrast matters. The intro gets its power from what it withholds as much as from what it adds. You can also keep the sound mono safe by controlling width carefully. Let the core of the echo stay centered. Allow the airy high reflections to spread a bit, but keep useful low-mid content closer to the middle. If the intro sounds great in stereo but falls apart in mono, it usually means too much width in the wrong frequency range. Use utility if needed and check the mono feel. It should get smaller, not disappear. What to listen for in mono is simple. Does the intro still feel like a clear object in space? If it turns into a thin ghost, the stereo balance needs work. As you get close to the drop, automate the final approach. Pull the feedback down a little. Open the filter slightly. Reduce the space just before the drums enter. Sometimes the hardest move is actually to make the final bar more focused rather than bigger. That restraint makes the drop feel stronger. In DNB, impact often comes from contrast, not from stacking more and more tension. A good final touch is to let the echo decay almost to silence, then bring the drums in dry. That dry entry can feel much harder than another riser or another layer of noise. And that's the whole point here. You are creating a warehouse space so the drop feels like the system wakes up inside it. Quick recap. Start with a hard, useful source sound. Resample the echo so you can edit it as audio. Filter out the low end and control the tail. Arrange the echoes with bar length intention. Check it against drums and bass early. Keep the center solid, the top reflections controlled, and the ending focused. If it feels like a concrete object moving through a dark room and setting up the drop with purpose, you've got the right sound. Now take the practice challenge. Build two versions from the same source. Make one clean and functional for DJ mixing, and make one darker and more aggressive for the drop lead-in. Use only stock Ableton devices. Make at least one resampled print in each version, and fit both over a simple kick snare loop without masking the snare. Keep it simple. Stay intentional. And trust the process, because once you hear that first strong echo print sitting in the arrangement, you'll understand exactly why this technique is so powerful in drum and bass.